Dr. Lori Wires, first of all, there is a concept being bounced around Madison in a legislative council committee to possibly take local control away from technical colleges. It would dictate the finances, in some cases the programs, I understand. This is something that I have not found any support for, not only in the Wausau area, but elsewhere around central Wisconsin, because it would take away control from the technical colleges. If this happens, what would that mean to NTC?
Well, we definitely are very concerned about this and certainly do not support it. We've been very responsive to our business community, and as you know, the technical college system is part of that economic engine. As we continue to see our companies come back and are starting to grow, we work day by day with our businesses. They direct where our resources go. When there's a need for welding and we had to increase our capacity by double, we were able to work with the industry and respond to that immediately. And now this fall, we'll have 120 welders. 2 years ago, we had 58. And so we've been going up each year to respond to the number of welders that are needed in our community. Another example would be we have the diesel mechanic program coming in the fall. This came out of a need that our businesses brought to us with 230 jobs regionally. We were able to react within 6 months to get that program going and are starting it in the fall. If we went to a state-controlled system, we would not have the ability to respond quickly to the local business needs and the employer's needs for future jobs. It would really bring us down to a halt, and that would not be good for our economy, the growth of our economy. I think what is an important part to note here is that we work every day with business, and they direct how we spend our resources. That is very important. It is important to remember that the tax dollars come to central Wisconsin. It stays in central Wisconsin, and it helps our businesses grow. If you go to a state system, you can't guarantee where any of that money is going to go. None of it could stay in central Wisconsin because it would not be controlled by us. So we are very concerned about this and want to make sure that we keep our dollars in central Wisconsin helping our businesses.
And every technical college has its unique market and the businesses, the job openings. You know, for example, you wouldn't be teaching shipbuilding here because that'd be something that would happen over along the lakeshore. They might not need as many welders or CNC operators that you do in central Wisconsin. If you have a Madison-based control where everything has to go through either the legislature or a board, that would really affect who's doing what, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would, because it wouldn't take in that uniqueness in every region. For example, Marathon County is the second largest producer for milk, and the ag industry is extremely important here, where it would not be as important, say, in Indian Heads District by Lake Superior. There's uniqueness that has to be equated to why we do what we do. If the money's coming out of Madison and they're just looking at what might be good for Madison or Milwaukee, they're not going to understand the uniqueness of the occupations that are in our regions. And for us, manufacturing and agriculture are huge, and we need to be able to respond to those industries. We're also a hub for healthcare. And so when we need to expand a program, like right now, we're expanding our geriatrics area because we have a lot of people living longer. And we have some unique qualities that we have to train now, home care aid and other kinds of things that are coming out of where people are staying in their homes longer. Well, if we can't quickly respond because we're a county that has more people that are aging here, then we're not able to address that. We're in a different part of the state, it might not be an issue at all. So you're only going to understand that if you are involved in the local dynamics, working day by day with all of these industries. You understand it because that's what we do. You're not going to understand it viewing it from Madison because you're not here living it every day.
You work with the businesses in this area, and what are they telling you about the importance of the local control?
It's come across. I haven't talked to one business leader that thinks this is a good idea. They are very much against it. The local control to them is extremely important. They feel that their tax dollars are their tax dollars, and they want to make sure that they direct how their dollars are being spent. They're very happy with NTC and our working relationship with them. We have listened and responded, and they don't want to lose that. They want to make sure that continues. So in all of my time talking to people on this very big issue for us, I have not had one person say to me in our business community that this is a good idea.
I've talked to a few legislators, both sides of the aisle, and so far I haven't found any from central Wisconsin to support this either, yet it is an idea that's going through legislative council at the Capitol. It may not get legs, but if it does, it could happen as early as 2016. I understand there are efforts underway here locally to make sure the legislators know your feelings and urge them not to support it.
Yes, we have, and I want to thank our businesses because they have really stepped up. Our Chamber of Commerce yesterday, the Wausau Region Chamber of Commerce, passed a referendum and a letter saying we are not supporting this on behalf of the Chamber. A lot of our members are sending individual letters to their legislators. In addition, we've had some companies step up and are inviting legislators to their companies for tours, and have included other individuals at these meetings and are talking to the legislators saying we do not support this. So we have been very pleased with the response of our businesses, and I want them to know how much we appreciate them stepping up. But they have made it very clear, we in Central Wisconsin want to control our resources and our money and where our money goes, and we do not support this. And so they're really stepping up to make sure legislators know that this is not okay. Now, in my discussions with legislators, I have not talked to one that supports it either. None of our legislators in Central Wisconsin that I've talked to support this.
I've talked to a couple people in other technical college districts, also Morna Foy, who's in charge of all of them, and they are animately opposed to this. Are you hearing the same thing from the other districts around you?
Yes, we are. And as all the presidents get together on a monthly basis, and all 16 of us are united on this position, as well as our system office, and that's Morna Foy as the president of that. There is not one of us that supports this as well. So we are united on this, that this is not a good idea. And in our last discussion, we have not heard from any business around the state that supports it. So it's not just Central Wisconsin saying, no, this is not a good thing. There's not any technical college hearing that this is a good thing.
Anything you'd like to add today?
No, just that I appreciate the fact that you came and chatted with us and are helping us get the information out. Again, thank you, businesses, for supporting NTC and the technical college system. And this is something we do not want to happen. Let's keep our tax dollars in Central Wisconsin, and let's keep addressing the local needs of our businesses. So thank you.